That's where and when you'll find a small army of volunteers, mostly local lawyers, like Steve Herm, ready to help any veteran who happens by. He says he's been helping out since Leon County's first homeless veterans stand down at the North Florida Fairgrounds in 2013.
I was asked if I was interested in going out and volunteering for the stand down at that time. As a matter of fact, I think I was working for legal services in North Florida, and that's how I heard about it. I was volunteering with them. And so I went out and I just fell in love with these men and women who have served the country and were in need. And I've been at every stand down since then. And then when the legal clinic started, I thought that's something I would really enjoy.
Which is why Herm and more than a dozen other volunteers are once again at the clinic on this particular Thursday afternoon.
We have had over 100 now, I believe, legal clinics, both here and at the Veterans Health Center. And it's just been tremendous. You can see we have waves of men and women coming in every week with all sorts of different legal issues. And we have about 200 lawyers who have volunteered and are on the list. So if we need to refer clients to them for a particular area of the law, that resource is there.
Among the most pressing matters for many vets, says Herm, is obtaining a simple driver license. The state of Florida has a tendency to suspend or revoke those licenses for a wide range of offenses, many of which have nothing to do with driving. As a result, vets can find themselves unable to drive legally, which can be a huge roadblock to everything from getting a job to just living a somewhat normal life. And while it seems just about everyone professes a deep and abiding concern for veterans, Herm says far too many veterans wind up being victims.
It's those issues that are veteran specific that stand in the way sometimes of them being able to get the help that other people might take for granted. And they are sometimes taken advantage of by folks because of those veteran issues that they have.
Another big issue, says legal volunteer Brian Hand, is how veterans so often victimize themselves. That makes helping solve their problems even more of a challenge.
And the legal problems are a result of a lifestyle, a lot of times, that they start living. Even there's been some that are living on the streets. And what people don't know today is that 22 veterans a day commit suicide. And it's overlooked too much, because of all the issues are so much more extreme, especially for those that have seen battle overseas.
Veteran Skye Musson has experienced that herself. She's a disabled combat vet who is now a law student at Florida State University, where she's vice president of the school's collegiate vets organization. She's also a regular volunteer at the legal clinic.
It takes care of the whole person. It takes care of the legal issues. We can help with housing. They can help with food insecurity. They can help get you set up with the VA and do all of that, which makes you just a more whole person and a whole veteran.
Musson says it's not just veterans from the Vietnam War or early years of the Mideast conflicts that need the clinic's help. It's also more recent reentrants into civilian life, including those in her generation,
who have somehow fell between the cracks, which is very easy to do when you're transitioning from the military to civilian life, either because of a lack of understanding the process, because it is a difficult process, or simply because their demons get too great to deal with by themselves.
It can be a long and painful road to a more normal life, but for those troubled vets who are willing to undergo the process, there are rewards. One of them is a formal graduation ceremony in a Leon County courtroom. That's where we'll be headed tomorrow. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.